Yeah, perfect timing. I probably had the idea for it about 15 years ago, but I wouldn't have had the skills to produce it or write it or anything like that. So about 7 years ago, then I kind of laid the first plans for it, started writing it, and I originally planned bringing it out for the 20th anniversary, so that didn't happen. Luckily enough, well, unluckily, obviously, the Wexford didn't win the All-Ireland since, and we're here perfectly for the 25th anniversary where I brought it out there on Wednesday for the exact date, 1st of September, 25 years to the date when we won the 96 All-Ireland.
And there is some incredible images in it there, and people might better know you as yellowbelly.ie. You reckon you're probably one of the first Gaelic Games illustrators that we've kind of seen popping up for the last little while.
Yeah, I think so. About 10, 11 years ago, I think I started illustration and putting it up on social media. There was no kind of GA illustrators as such back then. It was all soccer and other sports, but I never really noticed any GA ones. So I started it because I think I was looking for the iconic photograph of George O'Connor on his knees giving thanks in Croke Park after the 96 All-Ireland, and I couldn't find a good enough photo of it. So I said I'd illustrate it myself and make a poster of it, and I put it up on my personal Twitter, I think it was back then, and got a good reaction. So I said there's something in this, so that actual image has since become my logo for Yellow Belly, and I've done so many illustrations of GAA players over the years now. Pretty much every county, I'd say, is represented in some way or another, but yeah, still going strong.
And the thing about the 96 All-Ireland is that there is so many iconic images that come from it. Obviously, George on his knees is one. There's Martin holding up the cup. There's Liam jumping into the arms. He's being held up high by the Wexford fans. And that's why it makes this book so amazing, is that there is so many iconic images that you can think up, and you've brought them to life, really.
Yeah, exactly. People from other counties are probably fed up to the nines of Wexford people talking about 96, but it just lit a spark or set the heather blazing, I suppose you'd say, in Wexford people, and has held us all those years later. And I start the book basically on the iconic moment when Liam Griffin stopped the bus on the Wexford Wicklow border on Leinster final day and got all the players to get off the bus, and he made a big speech and made them all promise that the next time they come back across the Wicklow Wexford border that they'd be bringing the cup back with them. So that's how we started the graphic novel, and it's all flashbacks throughout the novel all the way through. It's not a direct telling of the story, so it kind of goes basically from, say, the beginning of Liam Griffin's tenure. So it would have been his first year, probably 95 season, where he had a difficult enough season. So it's kind of showing the highs and lows of how we got to the absolute bliss of the 96 All-Ireland final win.
It's a graphic novel, so for people to kind of draw up an image in your mind, it's a bit like a comic book in a sense, really. So it's done in these kind of different panels, and I'm looking at one here and it's all Wexford flags, and there's another one, it's George O'Connor speaking and stuff like that. So how long do you reckon it takes to actually make just one of those panels on a page?
God, good question. It takes a few hours anyway, because the planning I found was the most hard part of it, and I had to write, first of all, the whole graphic novel, and I haven't written that since the English Leaving Cert, probably. So
sure.
I found that the toughest part, and it wasn't a normal writing experience either, because you had to kind of plan panel by panel. So essentially, it is a large comic book, and I had to lay it out panel by panel, and then from those writings, then I would start sketching out panel by panel, and over time, then you eventually illustrate it out, and then you have to colour it and put in the words and text and all that kind of stuff. So you can kind of understand how it takes so long. But I'm so happy that I got it done in time just for the 25th anniversary. I've probably finished the book probably a month ago or so, just in time for the printing of it and bringing it out in time for the September 1st.
And there's a great kind of series of panels there where you illustrate all the players that were on the team. So, Damien Fitzhenry and everything like that. Is there any player that was the most difficult to do? Was it George O'Connor's mustache? Was it, Sean's hair? Who was the most difficult to draw?
Probably Liam Griffin in some ways, because there's a lot of illustrations in it that I would have done, God, going back 4 or 5 years ago. And so when the pandemic happened, I had more time, obviously, to spend in the evenings to do this comic book. And I got some of the old drawings, and I actually, I was going to change them, but I didn't, because I kind of liked to see the process of how my drawing has changed over the years as well. So there's some images there that, you know, they might be the greatest pictures of Liam Griffin or whatever, and some of them are kind of spot on of him. But Liam Griffin was kind of the hardest. You know, he's, and he probably won't mind me saying it, he's like a large nose, maybe. So he didn't want to kind of insult the man in some ways, you know, some of the drawings. But I think you get some of the players kind of spawned throughout the comic book, you'd know, you'd recognise him straight away.
You especially don't want to insult him when he's writing the foreword of the book as well. And there's a great line in it where he calls you the Nicky Rackard of graphic art, which is probably the highest praise that anybody could give you.
Oh yeah, when you said that in, it's called, you know, can I put that in my own book? But, you know, Liam Griffin writes it, I'll take that. So Liam is brilliant. I kind of got in touch with him a few months ago just to kind of get his insights into the goings on, and I had a draft kind of copy of the book done that time that I sent on to him, so he was able to make a few observations and a few changes here and there, which was brilliant, and added in a couple of pages as well that he said would have been ideal for us. So he was brilliant, and he agreed to write the foreword as well. And Niamh Fitzpatrick, who was the sports psychologist at the time in 96, which was unheard of at the time, she was great as well. I got in touch with her, and she helped me with so many kind of inside stories and into the book. And like, the book is a representation of I suppose artistic license that I would have used over, because I obviously wasn't there, I wasn't a fly on the wall, but, you know, artistic license in some instances with say what was said or what actually happened on the day. But it's pretty much a nice representation of that, you know, 96 win and the 95 low that's happened beforehand. So Niamh and Liam Griffin were brilliant for helping this book get done.
And it's not just something for your children. I think every single person in the county will get some enjoyment from looking at the book here. And just to finish off there, where can people find it? I know you have a website here, and I'm just looking at some of the images there. It's not just all GAA focused, as you mentioned. There's a great picture of John Giles here. You know, there's Stephen Cluxton. There's a couple of rugby guys. There's even one of Prince here I can see as well. So you've got a website there, and that's where you can get the book, is it?
Yeah, yellowbelly.ie. If you log on there, the books are all available, and they're all packaged and posted out for me as well. So it's all well, I'm helped by my girlfriend, who's Nicola, packaging up the stuff as well. But you know, it's all from start to finish pretty much done by this team here. So it's all available there on yellowbelly.ie if anyone wants a book.
Brilliant, and I'm sure plenty of people will head to the website there and help you out after such a brilliant book. And do you think if the girls win later on today, will we get another one in about 25 years' time?
Oh, God. Well, I'd hope they'd win more than the one did.
Sure.
That they're going to win today. So you might have to produce a series of books for the women, because I think they're on a roll, hopefully. And also just to say that the proceeds from the sales of the graphic novel are being donated to Wexford Hospice Home Care as well. So, you know, if you buy a book, it's going to a great cause as well.